That was a public report we provided you. We will continue to provide you documents. You have 770,000 pages. You will have 67,000 Lois Lerner emails. 24,000 of Lois Lerner emails in the period when it crashed have not been lost. They will be produced to you.
Commissioner. Mr. Neal, on this point, may I ask you a question? May I ask a question here in your time, and I'll give you some more time. There is a distinction. Yes, the committee did know about the hard drive, but we did not know about the server. There is a distinction. We did not know about the server. And the server, came in the carbon copy of the letter you sent to the Senate. The server means they're lost forever. A hard drive crash doesn't necessarily mean that the emails are lost forever. So there is a significant distinction here that has not been made yet to date. So, Mr. Neal, I'll make sure you have more time.
Would you like to respond?
You may, yes.
And that's an important question, and one of the reasons that we did not immediately say we discovered a hard drive crash, because as you just noted, a hard drive crash does not mean that emails have been lost forever. And in fact, in the case of Lois Lerner, 24,000 of her emails were not lost. They have actually been found. They will be produced. You have 5,000 of them already. You'll have 24,000 of them by the end of the month. So when a hard drive crashes, the emails do not necessarily disappear. Her email account, any emails in those accounts, which were the emails we could find in that period, were included and did not crash.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner, I must tell you that based on what we've heard so far today, if you came in here and said you agreed with everything that the Republicans have suggested, then they would say, we don't believe you.